Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2014 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/ir. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Javier Gavalain, CEO of IMC, Mr. Julio Milán, CFO, and Mr. Neil Amarino, Investor Relations Director. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Javier Gavalain. Please, Mr. Gavalain, you may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's result conference call for the third quarter and first nine months of 2014. Firstly, we would like to thank you all for participating on the call. During the presentation, I will talk a little about our company's current and future strategy. After it, I will pass it then to Julio to comment on the results of the quarter, and afterwards, we'll open the Q&A session. After an initial growth cycle focusing on expanding our operations, we'll change our strategy, as we mentioned before, for the next several years. Our current strategy is based on five main points, which were set to help us to achieve improve our results quarter after quarter. We will start with the main strategy and what we are working on in detail, not only in the fourth quarter, but also on next year objectives. We're focusing on operational profitability with new product mix and remodeling specific non-performing Viena del Lys stores to our Red Lobster and Olive Garden brands. We will start with two conversions in the first half of the year and proceed accordingly based on those results in other conversions as well. We will continue the trend of reducing food costs versus the previous period. For the 14th consecutive quarter, we've been successful on maintaining and making it better, and that trend will continue to work throughout next year, and especially in this forthcoming quarter. We have worked very hard, not only in lowering our SG&A, but making them more efficient. We're still at, I would say, 50%-60% of the total project. We have done very good improvements in lowering our SG&A. We plan to continue to do that plan for the fourth quarter and for the first half of the next year. Our PMO projects continue to take shape, and we will see the true benefits throughout the following quarters. As you know, we're working in 20 different projects on lowering costs between the gross margin and the EBITDA. Those projects will continue to work. One of them, and Julio will explain that in more detail, is a tax restructuring program. It's already bringing us benefits already in this third, and it's coming along as well in the fourth quarter of this year, and that will help us generate more income and also to work on SG&A and operating expenses on all the P&L, especially in Brazil and in some other countries in Latin America. Our focus on cash generation for the fourth quarter in 2015 with the above-mentioned actions while focusing on top-line growth and our airport profitability. We initiated a marketing plan specifically for airports for this fourth quarter. We're already working on it for shoppings next year to do very clear, focused marketing strategies to deliver same-store sales and top-line growth. I think that's going to help as well on making sure that our top line continues to be strong. Lastly, We're seeing the initial benefits of the previously announced corporate restructuring, as I mentioned before, which allows us to get better utilization of our tax benefits. Once again, I stress that we mentioned it to most of our shareholders. There's no M&A plans whatsoever for this coming year, and our clear path of the strategy is making sure that we are focused 100% on back to basics, operational profitability, menu mix, remodeling the Red Lobster and Olive Gardens, and continue the trend on food costs, and also to lower our labor costs in every detail we have, especially in Brazil. I want to pass it along to Julio to give you the highlights of the financial results.
Thank you, Javier. Let's go straight to slide 2, which presents our main third quarter highlights. Nate's net revenue totaled $450.3 million in Q3 2014, or 27% more than in Q3 2013. In the first 9 months of the year, revenue grew by 24.3% to 1.23 billion reais. Our new brand, Margaritaville, accounted for nearly 16% of our total sales and demonstrates the benefits of our market diversification strategy. During this period, we opened 2 new stores in the North American market under the Margaritaville brand. Same-store sales increased by 3.9% in Q3 2014 and 7% in the first 9 months. This was impacted by the change in the flow of passengers at Guarulhos Airport. In this quarter, we made an adjustment to our same-store sales calculation by classifying this airport as a unique store. As an example, we faced problems in Terminal 1 for more than 2 weeks when the flights of CAM Airline moved to Terminal 2 and 3 in September, and Gol Airlines did not move into the Terminal 1 till the end of September. Besides this, we also had a difficult first half of July, mainly in our airport business due to the World Cup impact. The airport segment continues to be our best business, recording same-store sales of 8.6% in Q3 2014 and 11% in the first 9 months. During the third quarter, the gross margin reached 32.2%, 30 bips more than third quarter 2013, maintaining the growth trend seen in previous quarters. In the first 9 months of the year, our gross margin came to 31.5%, or 130 bips higher than in the same period last year. G&A expenses were diluted by 50 bips in third quarter of 2014 and 80 bips when compared to the first 9 months of 2014. Sorry, compared to 2013. If we had not been negatively impacted by the weakened sales in this period, this dilution would have been greater during the quarter. In slide 3, we see our store expansion. During the second quarter, we closed with 410 stores, 31 more than in Q3 2013, and 24 more than the beginning of the year. In the last 12 months, we concentrated our growth in the airport segment with 14 net stores in Brazil, without including the pending stores in Campinas and Brasilia, which have been delayed by airport construction. International airports had 4 net store closings, 2 in Mexico, which we reported last quarter, and 2 in Dominican Republic, since we have exclusive rights in that terminal, we are able to meet the current flow of that airport with less stores. We also added 1 Franguasalva store in the road segment, and in the mall segment, 7 other stores were added, mainly the lower capex concepts. In April, we concluded the acquisition of Margaritaville restaurant chain. And in this quarter, we opened 2 additional stores, as mentioned earlier. Those stores were Atlantic City and Chicago. Now, in the third quarter, we finish with 14 stores in the Margaritaville group. In slide 4, net revenues and same-store sales. Net revenues grew by 27% to $450.3 million in Q3 2014. Including the exchange rate variation, this growth was 27.7%. In the first 9 months, sales grew by 24.3%. Same-store sales grew by 3.9% in Q3 2014 and 7% in the first 9 months, as previously explained. Third quarter same-store sales growth, the highlight was the airport segment again, which moved up 8.6% in the quarter. and 11% for the 9 months. On slide six, gross profit totaled $144.1 million in Q3, 28.1% more than in Q3 2013, and $388.2 million in the first 9 months, or 29.8% above last 9 month period, 2013. The third quarter gross margin came to 32.2, 30 bips higher than the 31.9% recorded in the same quarter last year. Once again, we would like to mention that these figures include the accounting reclassification of other operating income expenses paid in raw materials that now will be booked as cost-reducing agents. In the first 9 months, IMC margin climbed 130 bips. We would like to highlight the raw material cost improvements on a year-on-year basis for the 14th consecutive quarter. The company's main strain is its operation, and we continue to work with our procurement team to maintain this trend. In slide six, operating expenses and adjusted EBITDA. We will begin with the depreciation and amortization line. This line decreased mainly due to longer term in our contracts at airports and the number of new stores when compared to the total base. The thin line refers to pre-operating expenses, i.e. expenses that precede the opening of new stores. In the third quarter, expenses fell essentially as a large share of the expenses had already been incurred in previous quarters. In 2014, pre-operational expenses as a percentage of revenue has been reduced. The orange part of the chart refers to rent expenses. As we have always said, rent expenses were expected to grow, but in a controlled and moderate manner, as you see in the chart. It is worth noting that price increases occur due to price and mix, as well as the fact that certain new stores are still not performing at their full potential due to the wrap-up period still not being completed. The light blue bar refers to our G&A expenses, on which we focus in recent quarters. Once again, we observe a reduction in this line, and we believe this reduction could be even greater if the sales would not have been weaker than expected in the quarter. The gray line represents selling and operating expenses, which increased by 150 bips over Q3 2013, mainly due to the increase in prices of utilities and higher expenses with royalties due to the international brands whose impact was expected. We would like to emphasize that these international brands are performing above expectations. Below the horizontal axis, there's a line of equity balance. This line represents the results of the Margaritaville store in Orlando. This store is under shared control with Universal Studios, so it cannot be fully consolidated in our financial statements. The last line at the bottom represents other operating revenues, which declined in Q3 2014. As previously explained, a portion of this revenue was reclassified under COGS. As previously mentioned, there are no more non-recurring items to be booked, and therefore adjusted EBITDA and EBITDA are the same. This line will disappear in the comparison of 2015. EBITDA grew 25.2% in the quarter, while adjusted EBITDA increased by 9.3%. In the first 9 months of the year, EBITDA totaled 120.8 million reais, which corresponds to 38.4% increase, and adjusted EBITDA came to 130 million reais, up by 19.3%. In slide seven, net income shows, we show the reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA to net income in the third quarter in the first 9 months of 2014 and 2013. In the third quarter, there was no non-recurring items, as explained previously, compared to the 5.5 million in Q3 of 2013. In the first 9 months, non-recurring items totaled 9.3 million compared to 21.7 million in 2013. The financial result was a net expense of 7 million reais in Q3 2013 versus an expense of 13.6 million in 2014. Mainly influenced by the reduction of cash position due to the investment and expansion. Accounting income tax came to 2.1 million in Q3 2014 versus 4.8 million in Q3 2013. Recently, our board of directors approved the management's proposal of the first phase of our corporate restructure. We are working to improve the use of tax benefits. We have begun to see the results of such plan this quarter. Cash taxes were 1.7 million reais in the quarter. As a result, we closed Q3 2014 with a net income of 4.3 million reais compared to a loss of 300,000 reais in Q3 2013. On slide 8, we see our cash flow. Net operating cash flow reached 30.8 million in Q3 2014. Investments came to 70.7 million in the quarter, or 21.9 million excluding the 47 million related to the second installment of Margaritaville acquisition. Of the remaining 21.9 million, 18.4 million went to expansion and 5.3 were paid as key money to the new airports. These investments were financed with operating cash flow and debt taken in the second quarter. The net debt closed Q3 2014 at 530.9 million or 2.8 times EBITDA in the last 12 months. If receivables are considered as cash, this ratio falls to 2.4 times EBITDA. We will now be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star, then 2. Once again, it is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And our first question will come from Joaquin Ley of Itaú. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you for the call. I have 3 questions. The first one regarding expansion. It seems with the number of stores that we have as of the end of the third quarter that we're running behind what we could have expected in terms of new stores, organic new stores for 2014. So if you could please give us an update on what should we expect in terms of gross organic openings in 2014 and then 15, and the capex that you are expecting to invest would be great. Second question is semi-store sales for toll roads in the third quarter was one of the weakest data we've ever seen, ever since the company became public. So if you could elaborate, please, on that, and what should we be expecting going forward? And the third question is on labor costs. In the first half of the year, we saw stable to slightly improving labor costs as a proportion of sales. And then in the third quarter, we saw again 130 basis points expansion, which I believe it's too much to be explained by the lack of operational leverage owing to soft top-line growth. So those are the 3. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your questions. This is Javier, and then Julia will expedite also in the answers. First, starting with the number of units, and we mentioned that to everyone. We are delayed, or the airport is delayed in Brasilia and Viracopos. So we had an amount of altogether.
We have 9 more to be open in Viracopos. This is Neil speaking. 9 more to be open between Brasilia and Viracopos, and unfortunately the airports are delayed. Okay, so at the end of the day we should be open around 40 instead of the 31 that we opened. So this is what should happen. Yeah.
That will be on the airports. Also, and we mentioned this tragedy on Franguasado due to the the ramp-up period and the negative impact on the net income on opening new stores. As you know, in the previous year, it's the P&L. We decided to wait and to slow down the growth in Frango and to look at other alternatives in Frango as well, with looking to see what we can do with franchising and other options that don't require additional capex. And from the perspective of labor costs, as you know, and you mentioned it, third quarter for Franguasado was not the best quarter. Many things happened in the third quarter. Also, the World Cup didn't help us. We expected more sales in Franguasado. We are looking at the fourth quarter, and specifically in November, we're already seeing the second half of October and the first days of November, we are seeing already, the numbers that we used to have. So I think it's an issue that happened in the third quarter for the World Cup, and then there were some dates that it was some, you know, holidays that didn't match with the same year, and that hurt us as well. I don't think that 3.5% is the normal growth of Franguasado. We had a tough quarter in Franguasado, and clearly it was one of, for those specific reasons. And I think, you know, the sales will go back to the trend that we used to have in the year. From the case of the labor cost, you know, expecting to have a third quarter with the amount of sales that we used to have, and also the training in the airports. Keep in mind, you know, we opened a lot of new units in the airports, a lot of training. The good thing is that the sales are there. If you look at Red Lobster and Olive Garden, the units that we're opening in the airports are performing very well. But also the training, sending people to the U.S., making those people training for 60 days is a cost. And, you know, we don't have that cost anymore under the EBITDA. It's above. It's part of the business. And we are suffering from that cost. All that training process is already done. One of the things that we are negotiating also with Red Lobster and Olive Garden is to do in-store training after the third unit. We have already, you know, one Red Lobster, two Red Lobsters, and we have an Olive Garden. By the time we open Brasilia, and we do this, you know, probably by the first quarter of next year, I think, you know, they will be willing to do in-store training in Brazil. So a lot of those additional costs will help to, you know, to get back on track. The rest of the issues on labor costs, you know, we've been working. We have not hired anyone new. Most of the difference that you see between, you know, one quarter versus the other is basically all the everything we're opening the airports, getting everybody trained, and that is already done. And we're hoping fourth quarter we'll be back to the same track we had in the first, you know, two quarters of the year.
Okay, thank you. So just to have it clear, going back to the first question, how many openings in airports should we be factoring for this year?
Okay, I'll say that we have two more to be open this year. We are not counting to Brazil and Viracopos at this point. So we are waiting the airport to deliver the terminals. As Javier mentioned, this time we're going to focus in sales, and unfortunately, we don't believe they're going to deliver.
Yeah, but I think what he's saying is for Brasilia and for Viracopos, the amount of units that are still have to be open.
Nine, but it'll be next year.
Okay, so basically we'll have two more probably by the end of this year, and then you have another nine that are the ones that are projected in the floor plan for Viracopos in Brasilia. Most likely Brasilia, I think, will be ready before Viracopos, and when Viracopos deliver the locations, we already have the floor plans and everything ready to go in order to start construction.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, you may press star, then one, on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star, then one, if you would like to ask a question. Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Javier Gavalin for his final remarks.
Well, thank you all for being on the call. I just want to let you know that we are strongly working, very, very strongly working on net income. We're working very strong on opening all the units that we are doing in the airports. The good thing is that the sales in the airports are picking up. Terminal 3 is picking up. And I think we should, even though third quarter for Franguasado was not the best one, we're working strongly to come back again with the top line sales, especially in airports, and we're already seeing a growth of sales in fourth quarter for Franguasado. Thank you again, and have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference has now concluded. We thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect your lines, and we wish you a very good day.